Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
And that's a
rented
great
lips.
Start.
Rented
that's
lips.
A great start
we
right
had all
there.
All the time in the world.
All the time in the world to get ready, and I could not get the word welcome out of my pie hole.
Well, welcome, pie hole.
Welcome. Welcome, Live Out Loud Podcast. We're here, the show. It's really all about living clean and sober, having a good time, talking about things that you could be doing with your life other than wasting it on alcohol and drugs. And certainly throughout the show, we'll be giving you some information. If you or someone you love has a problem, we certainly want to help you out.
Certainly. This
show's brought to you by Addiction Training Center and Broadcast Beat Studios. So we'll be talking about both of those entities in just a little while. But now, it's on with the show. I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
We got Smurf in the other room. And Gary, we got a special guest today. We got three people in the studio.
We have a very special guest. We have a great friend of mine that I have shared the stage with many times. And he is from the Boss Project, and it is
Hello,
Paul.
Hello. How you doing, guys? Glad to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here. A friend of Gary's. Long time, you said?
Because when did I get down here? I came down, after 9/11, moved down to Florida from New York, and started our band about 6 years ago, and I guess that's when we met back then.
Yeah. What part of New York?
81st and Broadway. Right
down in the city.
In the city. I'm a city boy.
You know, when people say New York, it doesn't always mean the
that's
city.
True,
I'm from New York, too. Yeah, I'm from Syracuse,
you're from
New York.
The sticks.
Right.
It's not the sticks.
That's the sticks, as far as I'm concerned.
People always, when you say, oh, yeah, I'm from New York, they're like, oh, okay, did you see the Empire State Building? And I'm like, no.
No,
we
you
call
know
that
what they,
the
you,
city.
You know what they usually say? Oh, you're from New York? Do you know Joe?
Yeah.
Joe Barenzley.
Right? Yeah, he's got dark hair.
Yeah. You know, people are always like, well, I went to SU, you know, did we ever meet? No, like a billion people went to SU. I don't, you know, and I wasn't allowed on the campus after those several 12 incidences.
Right. I drove through New York one time. Did you ever eat at Joe's?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like there are 15 Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
block.
Just crazy. But anyway, Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to be talking a lot. We got a lot of things going on. First of all, Gary, how's your week been?
My week has been wonderful. I am working back again.
Back again.
Back again.
That's
working at another treatment center.
Okay. And, of course, working with ATC and all the other, and, of course, LOL Productions and all the other things we're doing.
ATC, partners.
There we go.
There we go. Yay.
All right.
Cheers.
Gary brought me, I have to be extra nice to him this morning because he brought me coffee and I'm...
Yeah, but you didn't
I checked. You didn't spit in it.
Well,
I checked.
No, I didn't.
I do a DNA test on everything you hand me, trust me.
I was running late.
It's a judgment call.
I was running late, you know?
Well, Scott got too picky when I mentioned Starbucks.
I can't. Well, no, listen. You know what? They might one day be a sponsor. Starbucks is good. Everybody's good when they sponsor us.
They sponsor us. Otherwise, like 7-Eleven, they don't sponsor us.
All right, so we got a lot to talk about. First, let's give a couple of shout-outs, because I know we got a bunch of people. My brother Hayden is watching, Michael Weinstein, Robert Tuff, my daughter Hillary, our friend Lisa Marie
is
watching.
Oh, good.
My man up in the Cuse, Bill McClenton, is on. Of course, my mother, Therese. You know who I'm not seeing here, Gary? I'm not seeing Tammy.
I have Tammy on here.
Oh, I don't have Tammy on mine. Okay.
I don't do the show unless, I see Tammy.
Well, he does watch parties so that they can whisper sweet nothings to each other and nobody will notice.
And, of course, we've got Karen that we're going to be talking about. And who else but our number one fan?
Terry.
Terry's out there watching. So,
bit of a delay on that one.
Little shout out to everyone. I was giving Gary a chance to say something.
Brian Scheckler is watching.
Brian. Hey, how are you, Brian?
I hope you're
We haven't seen him
Brian.
In months. Hope he's doing
singing.
Well.
Yep,
and singing.
Right.
What a voice. What a voice. All right.
Dee and Kevin O'Donnell and Bruce Bernstein. Sonny Feder has joined us.
Wait.
Edie has joined us.
Bruce Springsteen? Did you say Bruce Springsteen's
Bruce Springsteen
watching?
Bruce Springsteen is here in the studio.
Yeah, hardly. We're only going to hope he's going to make it to the benefit. That was the idea.
That's right.
All right. Well,
we have
if
at the benefit, he is.
For Bruce all intents and purposes.
We don't say that Paul plays Bruce.
Right.
Paul is Bruce.
For the few hours. Yeah.
Bruce, Now, do you really you do his music?
We cover, yeah, we cover all of his. We have his catalog, although it's rather lengthy. So we,
yeah, kinda, of course,
yeah. So we try to do a set catered to the audience that we're playing to for that show. So any given night, depending upon if we're playing at a club that's catered to the older crowd, we'll play some of those songs.
Dip into the older yeah. ones and stuff. Yeah.
Well, so, we played. Where was it? We played
Admiral's Cove.
Was it Winmore? We
yeah.
played Winmore together.
Yeah, that's so now that's an older crowd and
right. We all played all acoustic.
Right.
So
shh, quiet. Man.
He did a 45-minute version of "I'm on Fire," and we did "Hole in the World."
Right.
Hello, Desperado.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm. It's, the name of your band is
The Boss Project.
The Boss Project, yeah. And where can people catch up with you? Find out what you're doing.
Well, so we have a Facebook page called Boss Project.
Okay,
and Instagram The Boss Project.
All right,
those are good names. For
yeah,
your band.
Right. I mean, yeah, pretty it works.
I'm not sure if you know this, but Bruce Springsteen's nickname was The Boss, so that really worked out.
That's unbelievable.
It really worked out.
Wow,
worked out well.
What a coincidence!
That's unbelievable. We got that done.
It just
it actually took off. We you know, no one really. There's only about a handful of decent Springsteen tributes around, and I think it's because. Well, a couple.
I assume you're one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we try to be. So when we got it together, we looked around and we saw that there were really two or three good ones. The one that everybody knows about is the B Street Band. They're up in New Jersey and they've been doing it for 37 years. This is their 38th year.
They hang out in Asbury Park a lot because I have seen them up there years ago.
They've been doing it a long time. They're good guys and they have a huge following on their own just because they actually were like the very first tribute band.
Okay.
And they've been together for a while, obviously, and they're doing a good job. And they were just here, actually, this past week. They were down in Coconut Creek. And they pull in big crowds. They're the band to...
As you do, down here.
Yeah. So we grabbed our niche. Fortunately for us, when we turned this thing on, we had like 7 or 8 gigs booked before we ever had a show put together just because it was Springsteen.
What's amazing, what's great about the Springsteen music, and I've always been a Springsteen fan. I spent 20 years living in Jersey, and you know, it's like one of the rules.
Yeah.
You have to like Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, right. Or else they actually make you leave.
Right.
Instead of a passport in New Jersey, you have to have a picture of Springsteen tattooed on your butt.
You have to sing two songs.
Sure.
Right. You have to sing two songs off the river to get over the bridge. Right. I mean, that's what you have to do. If you don't know them, they don't let you in.
Right.
But the neat thing about Springsteen's music is if you want to rock it out, it's there. If you want to go soft and mellow, it's there. If you want to be, relevant or current, there's stuff, and he's got real meaningful stuff.
Right.
And he's got some stuff that's just fun and silly.
Yeah, he's a pretty prolific writer. I mean, if you look at guys like Hank Williams, you look at the prolific songwriters in the United States history of, songwriters, he's right up there now. I mean, he's been covering everything from early 70s until today. He writes songs about things that are happening. He's a Bob Dylan-esque type of songwriter.
Yeah. There's very few people I'd put in his category as far as that kind of talent to write songs that could be, again, current or meaningful, but then other times when it's just like, let's just have fun with the music. Paul Simon being one of them, I think, who can be very relevant and important.
And the thing about Springsteen's music is that you have songwriters, famous songwriters, that write their own stuff, but still there's a whole catalog of Bruce Springsteen songs that they've recorded.
Yeah. Now, do you sing? You're the singer?
Yeah, so
the lead singer?
I do the Bruce stuff.
You do the Bruce stuff?
I do the Bruce stuff.
Which is pretty much what you do, so.
Yeah, it was a challenge at first, because his lyrics, a lot of the songs that you hear on, our generation, a lot of the music was repetitive. A lot of the lyrics were repetitive, You get a verse, you get a chorus, you get a verse, you get a chorus, you get a verse, and you're out.
Yeah,
and a lot of times the verses are, some of it's repetitive, as we know, and a lot of Bruce's stuff can be, but then Bruce tells a story.
Yeah,
in most of his prolific songs. So when we put our show together, the most difficult part of it for me and for our band was allowing me the room to learn the songs, because a lot of times, many bands, a lot of guys will have monitors in front of them, or now iPads, and they read the lyrics.
Yeah.
Or they use it as a crutch. I can't do that. I can't do that and effectively do a Springsteen show, because what our show is about, we try to do a live Springsteen concert event. If anybody's seen Springsteen,
Several times,
right?
Yeah.
It's all about the activity. It's all about the show.
Right.
And in order to do that, you can't stand there and read lyrics.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't
exactly
really care much for that either.
You lose emotion and when you're doing that
correct.
As well.
Correct.
Because you're not, it's not coming from your heart.
Right.
It's all out of your head if
That's
you're reading
right.
it. So.
Right. So it took me, it took quite a while. And there was some frustration. There was many times where the band, hey, Paul, why don't you put a monitor up there and learn the lyrics?
Right.
And kind of lean on them. It's like, no, I can't do that because it just...
Henley's like that too.
Yeah.
The stuff that
Absolutely.
I sing that Henley does, some of his lyrics have no storyline or rhyme or reason. You know, there's a two lines and then it goes to something else and then it comes and I'm trying to follow a story and I just can't do it because there is no story
right.
to it. It's just his, you know,
his mindset.
Obscure lyric writing.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's difficult. Like, we do one song that I've never seen a live band do live. It was the hardest song we learned, and you'll laugh when I say it, but it's Blinded by the Light, which was a big hit by Manfred Mann.
Yeah.
Well, that was his first song on his first album, and it wasn't a hit. It was actually, it took a nosedive. It was on Greetings from Asbury Park.
Right.
And Manfred Mann made it a hit, and we do it live, and the lyrics, if you ever look at the lyrics, there's no common sense in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
And there's no repetition.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I literally learned that song two words at a time.
Yeah, right.
No, it makes no sense. It makes about as much sense as anything Kurt Cobain wrote.
Right.
Just like toaster, refrigerator, cat, dog, and, doormat. That's the song right there.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Now, both of you guys, Gary with The Long Run and Eagles Music, and you with The Boss Project, Bruce Springsteen Music, there's got to be, now with you, I already know the one answer. There's got to be one song that you play because it's iconic, but you're kind of over it. And then there's got to be one song that just, it reminds you why you do it. It's, you love that song. So I know with you, it's Hotel California. We joke about that. Just because, that's like the Stairway to Heaven for the Eagles.
Right,
Free
Bird.
It's the Free Bird.
Yeah, right.
And everybody knows it and stuff. But what song is it that when you're doing it, you're like, this is why I do it?
Wow.
From the Eagles.
Probably Heart of the Matter. Because first of all, Dee loves it, and she's family. It's Heart of the Matter, and
of course, I've seen you have a lot of fun with Dirty Laundry.
Oh, Dirty Laundry is another Hotel California.
Is it really?
Yeah,
really?
For me, Dirty Laundry is just the same thing over and over again. But I do, I like New York State, New York Minute.
Yeah, I love that song.
New York Minute. Yeah.
Okay.
New York Minute.
All right, Paul, over to you.
So,
what's the song that
I despise the most?
Yeah. It's not that it's, I know you don't hate the song.
No, but it's
difficult. But it's just like,
there are two songs that I had, too.
And this is nothing personal to any Bruce Springsteen.
Can I guess Born in the USA is one of them?
Oh, right on top. That's the top of my list. And very close second, actually, Some Nights tied for first, is Dancing in the Dark.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Just
painful.
It's one of his, it's like when Kiss came out and did... I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, right.
It's like, painful. That was Springsteen's, like, let's get some pop music out there, Dancing in the Dark.
Pass me the popcorn, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah.
It's not...
We did Glory Days together.
Yes.
Once.
That's fun.
Yeah.
At least Glory Days, it is rather...
It tells a story, though.
Yeah, but we have fun with it because we interact with the audience with it, and we kind of do a little fun thing.
Actually, there was a song, was it Don Henley or Glenn Frey, who did something similar to Glory Days, as far as that kind of story, meeting an old friend or something, wasn't there?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Don Henley did as a solo or as the Eagles?
I think it was in a solo. It was something about. I don't know. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. Right. But anyway, so okay.
Probably in a couple of weeks we'll get back to that.
Born in the USA, everybody wants to hear it. You have to do it, but you just kind of like...
It's painful. It's not fun to do.
So what you have to do is have Gary come up and do that, and then when Hotel California comes on, you have him come up and do that.
Right, I'll do Hotel California.
Okay. That's what we're going to do on the 15th.
Okay. It's all about the love, guys. So what song is it that when you do it, you're like, this is why I do it? This is the...
There's two of them.
Okay,
and truthfully, with Springsteen, he has so many of those iconic, like, just... I'll list five that are just so iconic that we really enjoy doing them all. We, you know, the Spirit in the Night, there's Thunder Road, Jungle Land, Rosalita, and Born to Run, right? Those are like, those are hefty hitter songs.
Yeah.
And every time we do those songs, the literally we tingle. Like the audience just gravitates towards them.
Well, Rosalita is that high energy.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Right. I was just going to say to you, but when we do Rosalita, the place erupts and we erupt and everybody in the band erupts. It's just, you feel it. It's in an emotion that goes with that song that everybody in the place and in the band just comes together. And it's just like a volcano.
One of my favorite songs, I got to tell you, Meeting Across the River.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's kind of like that last deal that, and I think about it in terms of addicts and alcoholics. It's kind of that one last shot.
Yeah.
And you're doomed.
But those are Springsteen fan songs. That's a
need
to be a Springsteen fan to do that song,
which is good. And that's what separates you from the other bands, is because you do songs like that.
Right.
That the Springsteen fans really like it.
I gotta
tell you, Paul Boyson is on right now listening. So remember Paul used to play bass for Turnstiles and moved up north, and now he is back.
Oh, nice.
Is he back with the Turnstiles?
No, he's not back with Turnstiles, but he will be appearing somewhere soon.
Awesome.
Paul, you cannot keep a guy like Paul down.
Yeah, no, he's great.
And Bill Schott. Hey, Bill.
David is on and saying that the Pack is out at Rips tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So Wolf Pack.
The Pack is out at Rips
tonight. Are you with them tonight?
Yes, I am. I absolutely am.
Okay. Let Gary sing Born in the USA at the Wolfpack concert tonight. Paul will be in the front row saying, Yeah, baby,
get that out.
Up yours. No.
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right.
I'll call him up. It's like people calling me up for Hotel California. Come on, you want to do Hotel California?
Wow. Got a lot of friends out there watching.
I'd rather do Happy Birthday.
Haley's watching. Ryan from Broadcast Beat Studios, of course.
Hey, Ryan, you see?
Oh, he's wearing his Broadcast Beat Studio shirt.
Broadcast Beat Studio.
It looks so good on him. It's the most well-dressed I've seen him in a while.
Well,
you don't
means
like
either,
my Tennessee tuxedo?
That means one of two things. He either wants to really promote Broadcast Beat, or he did not do laundry again this week.
Well, let me tell you something. The show looks better on Tammy.
I'm sure we can say that about just about everything, right?
Actually, it looks better off Tammy.
You look better on Tammy, too. I'll tell you that right now. I've seen you by yourself.
Oh, God, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
All right. Also, yeah, like I said, David from the Wolfpack. He's on. My daughter Hillary, my friend Bill Myers, and Sharon, my friend Sharon. So all you guys, hey, welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying it. We're talking about local and area music, which is a good thing. And this is one of those things, you know, I know a lot of times you guys perform in bars and stuff like that, or restaurants that, you know, that kind of like center around the bar and things like that. But it's not a drunken brawl and a drunken party anymore. There's a lot of people who go out there that really love the music.
Really love the music, yeah.
You do a lot of outdoor stuff. I know Gary does. You guys do a lot of outdoor stuff.
We very rarely do bars. We met on an outdoor.
Yep. That's right.
That totally got rained out.
Yep.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Did you end up performing, or you had to not perform?
No, we still performed. That's when I first sang with you.
Yeah, that's rain or shine.
I sang with you that night, that day.
Yep. Rain or shine. That's how you met, because there was no people to perform for.
So they tough it out. Actually, they sit there and they wait.
Do they?
They did, yeah.
They do.
Oh, okay. It was great. It was a big open field, and we got along immediately.
It was great.
I've gone out to see you, and you know, had
in the rain.
Yeah, in the rain,
yes,
and
you
that
have.
First drop hit my forehead, and I said, "Love you, Gary. I'm out."
That's right.
I got in my car and I turned on the Eagles.
Friendships stay dry.
Right.
That's right. That's
right. What I've found with it, what's really truly a special gift about it is that we go to these, you know, these outdoor venues. And I know Gary and I play a lot of the same venues. Like, we do the Daytona Beach Band Shell, for example. Mm-hmm. And we get anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people come out to that event. And inevitably, for us, every time we play there, it pours. Unbelievably so. Like a white squall comes right off the beach, and next thing you know, but they wait it out because it's rain or shine.
It happens with us at Wellington.
It's unbelievable. And they will sit there with little ponchos through this rain, and they will sit there for hours and wait.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
we played the Meisner Amphitheater, and it started raining, and the whole audience was a sea of umbrellas. It was great. They all stayed
and they went
under umbrellas. It was really great. Yeah. I mean, these are true music lovers.
Well, they look forward to it. You know, I think there's really a void for that kind of music to be played at that level. There really is, and for the people to be out there and enjoy it like that. The tribute business has launched in the past 5 years.
Right. And if you have a good band, if you have a band that really does the things dead on, you know, we try to be as authentic as possible, right, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with us, we don't necessarily have to look like the Eagles, because it's right. The Eagles' music speaks for itself.
Right.
His band, I mean, he's got some great... great musicians.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah, Muggy's got Wayne Hood.
Yeah.
Do you have a Clarence Clemons in your band?
They have an incredible.
Oh, okay.
Clarence
that said
Clemons.
Something good, right?
Do
okay.
we ever? Yeah.
I mean, it's better for me to say it than you, but
right.
they do have an incredible.
His name is John Harden. He's just a fantastic musician.
Great showman.
He's from Indiana.
Is he big in stature?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
He's ginormous in stature.
Oh,
and
you need that.
And he lights up a room. You know, when you used to see the big man on stage with Clarence, you know, he lit up the room, right? Well, that's what John does. He's a phenomenal man. He's a phenomenal musician.
Yeah.
And he's as big in his heart as he is on stage.
It's like with the Long Run. When we play, we're having fun on stage because we like each other.
Same thing. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Well, I got to come out and see you. I mean, we're gonna have to take the ladies and go see them.
You should come on the 15th.
On the 15th. That's a special event.
We got the Boss Project.
What
we've
day
got
of the
Turnstiles.
Week is that?
We
Sunday.
Have
Sunday.
We got
yeah,
Boss
we're there.
Projects.
We're
Turnstiles.
There.
Pure Heart.
Pure Heart. Crystal Visions.
Crystal Visions.
Crystal Visions is
Fleetwood Mac. Great band.
Love Fleetwood Mac.
This is a big event.
All these tribute bands. Paul got together basically the best ones locally.
And what is
almost
this for?
Got all of them locally.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
let's
talk about this real quick.
This is an important event, people. We were talking about before we went on the air. This is December 15th at
Wellington Amphitheater.
Wellington Amphitheater.
Right.
And you're putting this together for a reason. This isn't just a day of concerts.
So here's we're putting it together to benefit the folks in the Bahamas who were devastated after Hurricane Dorian. And, you know, we kind of sort of forget things quickly, you know, in this country.
Yeah.
Kind of things. We blank and like, oh, that happened. It was only a couple, it was what, 8 weeks ago, right?
Right.
So when it was September 1st when it hit, and we had a show that weekend, my band did. And I was watching a newscast, and they were interviewing a gentleman who watched his wife drown on the second floor of their house.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
It was very impactful to see that.
Sent chills down my spine, and we had a gig that night, and I said to the guys before we went on stage, I said, guys, I said, I'm going to donate my pay tonight, and I'm going to find somebody, I'm going to donate this money to the Bahamas. Excuse me. I said, I want to see if I can get the audience to participate. Would you guys be into doing? I said, you don't have to. I said, if you want to, I'm going to represent the band for it. And they all did. And then
right.
I told the audience about it. And the audience stepped up. And we wound up collecting a bunch of money. And we wound up connecting with someone in the Bahamas. And we had found a nonprofit. And we donated some money. And I said to the band, I said, I'm gonna start a benefit concert. And within 6 days, I called Gary immediately. I called Tony Monaco from Turnstiles. I called Kathy from Crystal Visions. I called Kathy from Pure Heart. We wound up getting a tremendous benefit together that we put together really within several weeks. So on December 15th, Sunday afternoon from 1:30 to 6:30 at the Wellington Amphitheater, we're going to have this tremendous benefit. We have a Michael Bublé warm-up. We have a comedic genius, Michael Panzeca. He's going to play. He's going to be like doing his comedy in between sets.
Right.
We have an Aretha Franklin tribute, who's incredible.
Wow. Love Aretha.
Yeah. She's and this girl is just phenomenal.
Wow.
What's her name?
Her name is Jay Blue, and
Jay
she
Blue.
Is phenomenal. And there will be just 5 hours of just incredible music and comedy. And there's going to be food trucks and all kinds of stuff.
How do people, did Wellington kind of pitch in?
Yeah, the amphitheater? So the city of Wellington, absolutely. City of Wellington is a co-sponsor. I want to mention Jack Flash Sound, Joe Riley.
Okay. Joe Riley.
Yeah, Joe's coming up with the sound and with Bink, with Burns Audio, Bink. Bink's doing the sound with Joe Riley.
Oh, great.
Because it's a big take, and it's a big undertaking. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of bands. And also BFW Advertising is doing all the promotion and advertising all for free. All these people are
doing this. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Smurf, are you listening in there?
I'm not sure what's about to come out of your mouth, but sure.
We're gonna do a broadcast of Live Out Loud podcast from the event.
That's awesome.
We're going to find a way to put it together. We're going to do a podcast.
That's awesome.
Different band members can come down between sets and say a few words.
That would be great.
And we're just going to kind of run it. And so we're going to set that up.
That's fantastic.
And Live Out Loud podcast definitely behind you guys all the way.
That's great.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That's great. And people can buy tickets online. We have a Eventbrite set up on online.
Yeah, I'm sure if you go to any one of our pages, we're promoting it now.
What is the cost of the tickets?
So tickets are general audience, general admission are $20, and there's VIP seating for $40. And 100% of the proceeds are going to the Bahamas.
100%.
100%.
Now, if they want to donate more?
They can. Through the Eventbrite, they can donate whatever
they
want.
I'll tell you what, to see this kind of talent and to have this kind of outpouring and this kind of effort,
and if you're just
buying a $20 ticket, I'm going to say it's shame on you. Throw an extra 20 in, and it just this is going for a good cause.
Yeah. There'll be ways to donate also.
Steve Gordon is
also on from the Private Stock.
Awesome.
Friend Denny out there. John Tillman's watching right now.
John, shout out to John.
How you doing, John Tillman?
Another band member.
Yep. That's right. We were just talking about
John's been really. John's been very proactive with the benefit as well. We've had a tremendous outpouring from the band members. I got to tell you that I shouldn't say I didn't expect. You know, everybody that we deal with, you know, besides Gary. I mean, I love Gary. Gary and Tony and all the band members that we've been dealing with, if you think about it, I'm asking these guys, these people who work so hard for what they do, from a phone call, they all jumped on board within minutes that they were all going to do this. And they're putting their heart and soul into it. So it's
excellent.
It's a big
It's really
deal.
A good community of musicians here. You know,
really
I mean, there's a lot of great people that you don't have that petty differences. You know,
I've noticed that
we work together.
You know, up in New York, you see a lot of bands fighting amongst each other.
Not here,
even within each other. But more important, you know, it's like one band we're better than this band. We don't want to go on. I've seen so much camaraderie going on around here.
Yeah, we
just on an everyday basis. You know, you get a call from a band. This guy's sick. Can you come in and fill? Sure, no problem. You guys are there for each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's important 100%. Because it's all about the music, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, if somebody is in the audience, if they're in the audience, they're coming up on stage.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, we're going to do a live broadcast. We're going to have some fun. We'll set up a table.
Great.
We'll get signs up and stuff. And, you know, if anybody comes in and makes a big donation or something like that,
terrific.
They can come over. We'll put them on the podcast. We'll have some fun with it. We'll have some fun.
That's really
we'll get
great.
Some LOL t-shirts. We'll hand them out. We'll have a good time, right?
Oh, great. Yeah.
All right.
Great. That sounds
now,
great.
Since I'm doing that, my band can't be there because I'm starting a tribute band of my own. It's Unlarge Timothy. It's a Tiny Tim tribute band.
It's actually played with an oversized guitar.
It's
Mexican restaurants.
That's great. But you should see him. He looks great as Tiny Tim, only the beard gives it away.
Yeah.
Therese just says she's there, so I'm sure Therese and Tammy will be there, our ladies, and...
You'll get to meet Therese and Tammy.
Yeah, we'll have them, and they'll help out. Smurf will be there.
I guess I'll go.
Smurf, you got to do the blue hair if you're going.
Oh, I got to talk to Grandma.
It's Grandma. You have to have the blue-haired lady give you blue hair? Is that what we're saying?
Grandma does my hair. It looks great. I just have to go get it cut, and then we just...
Guys, I'm excited about this. We're going to post all this information on LOL podcast page. Gary will promote it during the shows.
Yeah, great.
And I'll promote it on the other shows that we do here at Broadcast Beat Studios. We'll do a lot with that. Let's have some fun for a moment.
On this show?
Gary.
Fun on LOL?
If you are sitting with the Eagles band, let's say Don Henley and Glenn Frey right now.
Yes.
Do you have a question you would ask him?
Yeah, where's the money you owe me? I've been doing all these songs I'm promoting for you. Where's the money you owe me?
I'm keeping you guys alive. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say...
not one of them.
If I was sitting with
sorry,
the
Eagles...
Sorry,
was that too soon?
Oh, yeah.
Was that too soon?
A little.
If I was sitting with if the Eagles right now, I would say, you guys need another singer? That would be the one question I'd ask them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't ask them anything about their music or what they... you know, or anything about their beginning?
To be totally honest with you, before I started this band, I never had an Eagles album.
Seriously?
No, wow. I just listened. Whatever came over the radio, I listened to. Yeah. It was fine. Yeah. I'm a Beatle nut, you know?
Yeah. Or
you
Bee Gees,
know, I like
probably.
The Beatles and
the Bee Gees tribute band didn't want you, I know.
I was Beatles. I was Yes. I was that kind of, you know, Renaissance. I was King Crimson. I was, that's me. I'm okay. Showing my age, but, you know, the Eagles were great. I loved what they played, put on the radio, but, you know, you ask me about, you know, an obscure Eagles song like... I still don't know him.
Well said. Well yeah. said.
I'm not a big Eagles fan, but I do. Until I started doing them, then I started liking them.
Now, right. Paul, if Bruce was sitting here with us, is there a question you would love to ask him?
Well, how come he's never come to a show in Wellington? Because he has a house there.
He does?
Yeah. Man has a house in Wellington.
Why hasn't he come to see you?
I don't know.
Well,
we've played
this
6 years in a row, and he's never come to the show.
You need to send like a formal invite.
Also,
I am
address.
A public notary, so I can even notarize it for you.
She can notarize it.
Oh,
she's a
can?
Public notary.
Sure.
So
come
we'll
to Wellington
it.
With us. Yeah, it's been a frustration for us.
Oh, Lance says, ask Glenn Frey if the Eagles are big in heaven. I think I would ask Springsteen, first of all, does he have a glandular problem?
Well, if we're going to do that...
Do you sweat the way he sweats when you're on stage?
Give me your hands.
Oh, soaked.
Then give me your hands soaked. If we're going to ask Glenn Frey. We're calling Glenn Frey.
Great.
Yeah. No, it's hard not to. We work
no,
hard.
But I'm, no, but he...
That's our way.
He is...
Drenched.
I mean, I've never seen... I mean, I've seen a lot of bands. I've met a lot of people. But,
right, mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody get like halfway through the first song of the first set of the first 5 minutes of the show, and he's already, I mean, it sweats all the way down.
I have to admit, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there.
What is that?
Lights.
it's lights, but it's also that
a lot
the
of adrenaline
pumping
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And
he works.
And when you do the show, you're very much like me. You engage the audience.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, which is good. The first time I saw you was 4th of July in Fort Myers.
Oh, my God.
I think about 5 years ago.
I remember that show.
Even longer than that.
Yeah, I think it was
might have been one of your first shows in...
It was hot. That was a hot night.
It was hot. And then when the fireworks went off, you sang your favorite song.
Born in the USA.
Yeah.
That's right.
Apparently, my daughter is asking a question. She says, did you guys hear about Coldplay is not touring because they said it's not environmentally friendly?
Wow. I guess flying jets burns jet fuel.
And I don't think... I think the fact that nobody's buying Coldplay tickets anymore has nothing to do with it.
I was about to say, I didn't even know Coldplay was still around.
I know. It's like...
Oops.
I know that their lead singer, he produces a lot of music for a lot of other people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the producer. So he's done stuff with Beyonce and people like that. So... Just saying.
All right.
It's not environmentally friendly either.
So, yeah, we want to get everybody out for this concert. We got a caller. Let's get the caller on the line, see what's going on.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, sorry for making you wait. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. I just think it's wonderful what you're going to do in Wellington. That is fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I wish I still had my Benatar Joan Jett tribute band going. I would
break them out.
That one.
Break it out,
I still had them. They were fantastic.
Well, Eldad's got a great, you know Eldad, right?
Of course, very well.
He's got a great Pat Benatar,
really?
Joan Jett band.
His daughter,
wow.
She is...
She just gave birth to a beautiful child.
That. Yeah. Is she the Pat Benatar in that band?
She's Pat Benatar,
That's fantastic.
So, and, Terry, did you used to sing in the band?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, many moons ago. Many moons ago. You know who got me singing was Gary. I just love the way, you know, he had so much energy and he got everybody going and back in the old days at Happy Days. Remember that, Gare?
Yeah, those were my drug days.
Those.
Yeah, I know. Mine too.
So
they
he only remembers
D-A-Z-E.
Well, I used to
Didn't
sing.
They spell it D-A-Z-E?
Yeah. I used to sing on the city bus, and
come on.
That's why I ended up walking a lot of places. Because I was
you
no
got
longer
banned from the bus.
I got banned from the bus. I used to sing.
Can I make a shout out?
Please.
Okay. On my birthday, November 13th, I forgot to say this last week. I was driving home on 95, and I had my Bluetooth hooked up to my stereo, the top down on the Mustang, and I'm just flying. I get this wonderful phone call that made my whole month, year.
All right.
It was Tammy and Gary. And they sang, they composed this wonderful song for me, and they sang it, and it was just blaring through, with that wind in my hair, listening to them. And I just want to say God bless you, and thank you for doing that for me.
Well, you're very welcome. I think we sang you the same song on your birthday.
Yeah. Was it Happy Birthday?
I don't know. I had written it.
It goes, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to Terry, Happy Birthday to you. Yeah, I just wrote that one right out of it.
You know, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Well,
this is why I understand
spreading.
You're not in an original band, you're in a tribute band.
That's
because
right.
of things
I'm,
like this.
I'm in a Happy Birthday tribute band.
And it was so the wonderful, talented, lovely Tammy and the and Gary. It was really good. I'm sorry. I just thought I would say that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, did you hear the Motley Crue's going on tour?
I had no clue. I didn't know they were.
There's a shocker.
Yeah.
There's a shocker. It's going to be them, Def Leppard, and Poison.
Yeah. The problem is most members of Def Leppard are actually deaf now.
That's one of my favorite bands. If I was going to do another tribute band,
Fantastic.
That would be the one.
A Def Leppard band?
Def Leppard. I'd
love
to find a one-armed
drummer, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough one.
But that would be
I would have to, hire somebody and say, is there anybody that is willing to give up an arm?
Oh, my God.
You know, to join this band.
What did it cost you to join the band? An arm and a leg.
An arm and a leg.
Hey, thanks a lot, Terry. Thank you for calling.
Terry, thank you. You have a great...
One more, really gross thing, but I couldn't help
no
but noticing
No gross things.
It.
Go ahead.
You know the O in your LOL?
Yes.
It looks like a tampon.
Oh.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, hi, Tammy.
Bye, Terry.
All right.
Okay. All right. So you're listening to the Live Out Loud podcast, and we're talking a lot about music today. You know, usually we spend a little more time just goofing around and stuff, but this is important stuff. So we're going to remind you again about this event. But first thing I want to do is tell you guys about Addiction Training Center. And if you want to get involved, if you want to become a certified event interventionist and help people find recovery, or if you or someone you love is suffering from addiction and you need some answers, you need some help, you need to call Addiction Training Center. You're going to talk to Karen, and she's there to help you out. Karen has been a friend of ours for a long time and has helped us in many ways.
Karen is a wonderful, wonderful person. You don't come across people like Karen.
So you want to call 786-514-0893. That's 786-514-0893. If you want to get involved, if you want to attend the next training, which we have one coming up on December 5th, and we have more booked after that, if you want to become an event interventionist and learn how to help people, it's a great way to start. And again, if you or somebody you know is having a problem with alcohol or drugs and you need to know what you can do and where you can go, give us a call. Again, 786-514-0893.
If you have that desire inside of you to help people, if you want to do something that's furthering God's road for you to be on, you're not turning somebody in. Don't feel guilty about calling and finding out a way of helping somebody, because you're helping somebody. So, you know, it's hard for somebody to break a pattern alone. People need people. So
absolutely.
Get that caring bone working and call Karen.
So Addiction Training Center, that's the place to be. You can check us out also at our Facebook page at Addiction Training Center or addictiontrainingcenter.com. Also, if you are interested in having your own podcast, maybe filming a music video, Maybe doing some voiceover work or something like that. Anything to do with a studio. We have Broadcast Beat Studios here. And Live Out Loud Productions, we are going to work with you. We can get you some studio time. We can train you. We can teach you. We can help you. We can be with you. Or maybe you just want to be on our show.
Right.
Any of the above. If you've always wanted a studio, right here in Fort Lauderdale, this is a high-end studio, folks. This has state-of-the-art equipment. Great place,
right?
I am
impressed. I actually did not expect this when I walked in.
Yeah.
This is high-end. Very high-end.
We actually emptied the trash cans just for you.
Smurf met me at the door. I was blown away.
That's right. And we emptied them out on your seat.
Yeah.
On your chair. That's why it's a little moist.
Yeah.
If you're interested,
there was even a Frappuccino on there.
It's a simple phone number, folks. You can call me or Gary, 833-LOL-LIVE. 833-LOL-LIVE. If you call that number, we'll get you into the studio. You guys can take a look around. You guys could be a part of it. How many people said, I want my own radio show, my own podcast, my own something? Yeah. Let us help you. We've got Smurf that's going to help you with your engineering. We can help you if you need some coaching or training. But trust me, you can do this.
It's actually more affordable than you think it is.
It really is. It really is. Once you get past buying coffee for Gary and I, it's really not a whole lot more than that.
We drink a lot of coffee.
We really do. And I need mine directly from Brazil, so the plane ticket has to be included. Anyway.
Actually, he just chews on the beans.
That's 833-LOL-LIVE if you want to come in here, if you've got a business that you want to do a commercial for, if you want to do a podcast, if you want to do a music video, you want to promote something.
That's an easy number. Can I hear that number again?
833-LOL-LIVE.
The only thing you need to memorize is the 833.
That's right.
LOL-LIVE.
Well, you have to remember that.
LOL-LIVE. Well,
so you got to memorize it all. Don't you?
Well, unless you have teleprompters, like, you know,
we could do that,
about,
right?
We got teleprompters.
But I don't even use it. I remembered it already. 833-LOL-LIVE.
There we go.
See that? Well, that's because you remember words. Your memory has been working out.
When you call that number, you're going to get me or Gary, and that's it. We talk to our people.
All right.
Yeah.
Not nicely or kindly or well, but we do it.
Yeah, but first we pretend that we're recording. Hello, thank you for calling LOL Live. If you want to talk to somebody live, then press 1. Listen to our menu because we don't know what it does either.
Okay. All right. Oh, can I share something really quick?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So at one point, Ryan gave me a call and said, hey, I have a phone call system set up, and this guy, it's like a robot, but he sounds like a real human. And I'm like, okay. So I call in, and I'm talking to this robot, and it's very human-like. And so I hang up, and I call him, and then he tells me, it turns out I was wrong. It was actually a human. The whole time.
Oh, my gosh. You hung up on a human robot.
I was asking all these bizarre questions.
Karen, our friend Karen from Crazy About Costumes is watching.
Hey, Karen.
And tell you what, if you guys are going to make it up for the 15th, the 15th, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunday the 15th.
Sunday the 15th. If you're going to come
up as a character.
What are we calling this concert? Do we have a name for it?
Yeah, we do. It's called Divinal Intervention.
Divinal Intervention.
Yep, a classic rock tribute concert.
And I am a nationally certified intervention trainer, so I fit right in.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, you do. You should come up and do America with me.
You should. Unfortunately, I can't show you we can't show it over the podcast, but there's actually a really cool logo we have for this.
I'm looking to start a Neil Diamond tribute band.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it'll be like Bob Ruby instead of Neil Diamond or something like that.
It'll be called Fake Diamond.
Yes. Oh, no, we'll just call it Cubic Zirconia.
Well, there is a Neil Zirconia.
There is
a real Neil Zirconia. Wow, Neil Zirconia. He does say that.
Teresa's reminding me that Addiction Training Center, also make sure you friend it on or connect with it on Instagram and Twitter.
Also like LOL Podcast.
Like LOL Podcast, yes. Hey, and if you want an LOL shirt? LOL Shop. LiveOutLoudShop.com. LiveOutLoudShop.com. Oh, okay. And, buy a t-shirt.
I have my own t-shirt, folks.
A portion of all of our profits goes to sponsoring somebody to get into addiction treatment and help with mental health. So
right.
We definitely do that.
It does go to a good cause.
By the way, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, who's up north.
Are you playing anywhere tonight?
We are not. No. We're not playing tonight.
Well, we are.
You know what you should do tonight?
We're playing at Rips.
You are going to be there tonight?
We're going to be at Rips with Wolfpack.
Love the Wolfpack.
Gary actually sing sometimes.
Well, you know, Gary Wayne, you're going to be singing there all night tonight?
All night.
I'm going to show
with Charlie and Liz, two of the best singers around.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Charlie.
When Liz does her, the name left me, the redhead singer.
Bonnie Raitt.
When she does the Bonnie Raitt stuff. I love it.
She is.
And, you know, and of
does
course,
she
you, know, you
like
and Charlie
Bonnie
just.
Raitt?
Yeah, she does.
You guys kill it. Yeah.
She does a great Aretha Franklin, too.
Wow.
She's full of soul. Charlie.
I've seen Bonnie Raitt, and if I close my eyes, I get that emotion, same emotion that I used to get from her. But Charlie,
Charlie's
all soul.
He is
soulful.
One
when
of
he
my
sings.
Favorite singers, even locally or famous. He's
now Charlie and Liz don't watch our show here.
No, which sucks.
We need to talk to them about
that's
that.
A problem.
We'll talk
about
it tonight.
We need to get LOL stickers and then just slap them everywhere.
We do have LOL stickers at LOLshop.com. Make sure you go.
There we go.
Okay. Well, we need stickers. We need to
we need to order like a batch of 100 stickers and then just cover Gary in them.
You're a walking billboard, Gary.
Okay. No, we just need to go like, you know, so that we can go up to people and go, hey, how you doing? You know,
all right,
exactly.
Sticker. So, one last time, and, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in and watching this part of the show. But one last time, I just want to remind everybody, December 15th, Wellington Amphitheater.
Yes.
From,
1:30 to 6:30.
1:30 to 6:30. Mm-hmm. I assume you can get there probably a little early.
Yeah.
Bring cash.
That's an outdoor venue. Do you bring chairs and stuff?
Well, so there's going to be VIP seating, and those are the $40 seats. There'll be seats there, but then the rest of it's kind of open. Bring your own chairs.
Bring your own lawn chairs. Chair and stuff like that.
Tickets are available on eventbrite.com.
And I believe that if you don't know what the rules are about what you can and can't bring, you can. Wellington Amphitheater has a site, and they give you the rules.
Correct.
There.
And there'll also be food trucks there, so you don't have to bring food if
there'll
you don't
be
want
food
to.
Trucks.
Yeah, food
Excellent.
Trucks are there. And there's going to be, I believe, a half dozen food trucks there.
Right. They also have like a kind of bar thing there, don't they?
I think one of the food trucks offers. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the case.
So you get some music, some empanadas. What else could you possibly
comedy.
Want?
There's going to be comedy there. It's going to be great.
And you're going to be helping people. From the place that you want to go on vacation. So
listen,
let's
that
do it.
Storm was 20 miles away from us. That could
have
been us.
It was crazy.
And it stayed over the island for 24 hours. It was
48 hours of just insanity. Yeah. A storm that strong does not stall that much.
No, it was brutal.
It was insane because the water was so warm it kept feeding itself. Yeah.
And didn't
we
move.
Have no clue how badly battered some parts of those islands were.
And just to, you know, again, we kind of sort of forget things. I read and I get updates regularly from there just to kind of sort of keep in touch. And I read a report just yesterday that it is still so bad over there.
Yeah.
They're still using desalinization units for fresh water.
Wow.
They have no infrastructure. So it's very, very bad. And there's still, you know, and we're just in time for, you know, for Christmas to give these people something to help a little bit. You know, anything helps. So we figured let's do this.
And let's be honest for a moment. If you go into certain tourist areas of the Bahamas, you're gonna go to your hotels and your resorts and they're all gonna look nice and there's people working there and everything. But these people that are working there, the people who are taking care of you, are going back to homes that still don't have roofs, that still don't have running water.
Devastated.
That still are devastated, you know. And, you know, I'm not blaming the resorts because, you know, they've got to bring business into the islands and stuff. But don't be fooled by the fact that one place looks beautiful because, you know, take a trip. Take a trip. If you do decide to go to the Bahamas, take a look around and see what kind of devastation is. Think about how lucky we are. I mean, we'd have to go back to Andrew to see that kind of damage.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And
we lucked out. So
we really did.
So the money that you would probably use to put your home together, think about, you know, somebody else's home and, you know, come to the show. Come to the show. You'll have a great time.
And that's the other thing. Think about what you get. Think about what you're getting for. I'll give you an example. We went and saw my drummer and I, Carrie, who's a partner in the Boss Project. He's my business partner in the Boss Project. We went and saw the Pink Floyd tribute, the Floyd Experience. They're South Florida guys, and they're great. It was a great show. Mm-hmm. And the tickets were $80 to go see that band, right?
Wow.
So here we're putting together this tribute right, to raise money for a great cause. And for $20, you're getting to see all these bands.
Yeah, and every band is good. Every band is top-notch, really good.
Top-notch musicians.
All right. So, again, you know, if it sweetens the pot at all, which I'm sure it doesn't, Live Out Loud Podcast will be there.
No, that does help.
And we will...
it does.
We'll talk to the musicians. We'll talk to people. Anybody that is a part of this, you know, I'll work with you guys. We'll make sure we get them on the air for a few minutes to tell their story. And this will be
very
something...
Very appreciative of
we
that.
Will put out, we'll put it out live, and we'll put it out just... You know, moving forward, so we can leave those spots open for maybe this can generate donations even after the fact.
We're going to have you introduce the bands.
Well, we'll figure that out. We'll work that out. If I get up on stage, I might start doing my Neil Diamond. So
I
don't
you
know.
On
you know.
The spot, you are now on the spot.
All right,
that might be great.
Yeah, I'm happy to be involved any way we can, and look forward to. To helping out any way we can and getting the people out there. And again, you know, listen, you're not going to get a better ticket anywhere. And to do it for a good cause is just, you know, icing on the cake.
Divinal intervention.
Divinal intervention.
Divinal intervention.
All right. Okay, so.
I think.
Today you get exposed to something that most people run and hide from, which is the crazy thoughts that go on in my head.
It is time.
It's time for
Scott's Curiosities.
What?
What just happened?
These are great. You will love these.
All right. Again, these are things that just kind of go through my head as I'm, you know, going throughout my day, standing in the shower and, you know, in all other ways or occupied other ways. My brain just kind of goes off and does things,
which is good because, you know, when you were younger, you did other things in the shower. I had somebody, I had somebody come up and tell me their favorite part of this is your. I forgot how he put it. He
remembered it was me.
Oh, was
my
you?
My favorite that's part right. is when I'm talking. That's what I told you. Yeah.
No, he said it was when he starts talking about things that are really. No, I think it was Rick George. He's talking about things that are actually real, but nobody really thinks about them. That's what he told me. He said it was, but we call them Scott's Curiosities.
Scott's Curiosities. And here we go. I was just thinking the other day, do you realize that the two E's in the word B are silent? Why even put them there? Say it without the
Good
E's.
Point. Well, that's the American
Say it
language.
Without the E's. Yeah, B. Yeah.
B.
Why bother?
B.
It's just, you know what?
That's what it is. It's B.
It's a part of that word was created by Bic, so we would have to use more ink to write it. That's and they make money on it. That's what I'm thinking. All right,
I like it.
Well, yeah, I mean that's just a American language. There's so many things for B. You have to know what B it is.
Yeah,
you know, I just got stung by a B.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Are you all right?
All right.
I'll butt there in a minute.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have a cup of tea after I figure out what's going on with the B.
Nice.
All right. I realized the other day that sitting through a graduation ceremony is like watching a whole movie with just credits. That's what a graduation ceremony is. It's like 3 hours of just credits. Bob Smith, Mary Smith, John Smith, Tim Smith, Joe Smith. That's all it is. All right. Anyway.
And it's all black and white.
Do you realize if you have a Samsung phone, and if you call somebody from another country, you're actually calling from a galaxy far, far away?
Oh.
I thought Smurf would like that.
That's what I'm telling you. You see?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have a page full of these?
I have to write them down during the week, and I, you know, I've gone through maybe 1,000 of these
There's
already.
It's going
right?
to be a book soon.
It's going to be a book.
What episode are we on now, Smurf? What is this like 50?
45.
Yeah.
We have 45 shows that we've done already, and every one ends with Scott's.
I'm enjoying it.
Curiosities.
Telescopes use mirrors, so we will never know if there are any space vampires. I'm just saying.
You're so true.
He wouldn't know. They could be floating around out there. We never know because we use mirrors and telescopes.
It's true.
All right.
Oh, that sucks.
Why do baby clothes have pockets? What the hell do they carry around? Yo, babe, hold on. Let me put my rattle in my pocket. Know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like
a pacifier.
like they really do that.
Listen, that is convenience for the mother and the father. You take the pacifier, you put it in the baby's pocket so you know where it is.
Yeah. The baby becomes a pack mule.
Mm. Yeah. Babies don't have wallets.
I like to fill their pockets with pins and thumbtacks. It's really entertaining. All right.
That's a curiosity in itself.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The best way to protect yourself from being attacked by Bigfoot or a Yeti is to always carry a camera.
That's
if
right.
you live in the woods, always carry a camera. You'll never be attacked by Bigfoot or a Yeti.
They are scared of cameras.
That's right.
That's true.
We put a clock on our phones so we don't have to look at our watches, and now we're putting phones on our watches so we don't have to look at our phones. What the hell?
That was good. I like that one.
You think emojis are new? Hieroglyphics were actually the first emojis. Did you guys know that?
Hieroglyphics
were actually emojis.
All right.
That's right. Yep.
It's nothing new under the sun, people.
Yes, they were.
If you punch yourself and it hurts, does that make you strong or weak? Think about it.
Actually, both. Doesn't it make you both?
Well, you can't be both.
Well,
you can't be both.
You can have a strong arm and a weak, fragile body.
You can't. Okay.
What are you, Popeye?
Yes.
I am all what right. I am, okay?
As a child, I thought stop, drop, and roll would have a much bigger role in my life than it has. Remember that as a child? Everything, stop, drop, and roll, stop, drop. Uh-huh. It has never once been used in my life. I thought this was important information for me.
Well, you got a match.
That's even worse.
Never yeah, once have I ever had to stop, drop, and roll.
Well, we'll work on that.
Well, back in the day,
I've spun around, fallen, and thrown up. I mean, that's about as close as I get. But that was back in my drinking days, you know? All right, two more.
Okay.
Two more. I wonder if twins ever realized one of them was really a mistake. I wonder if they ever look at each other. You're the one they didn't want.
Yeah, is it the first one or the second one?
Yeah, one of them was.
And who gets to blow out the first cake, or who gets to blow first? Right? Is it the one that you know?
They each get their own cake. They're exactly the same.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rich Man. I mean, there are very many unfortunate twins that roam the earth that only get,
one
that have to share a cake.
Unfortunate twins.
Yeah. All right. Last one. This is just an observation. This is the last one. just an observation. Unless life is going to give you sugar and water, that lemonade is really going to suck.
Lemonade sometimes makes you
no.
When life gives you lemons, guys.
Unless life gives you sugar and water, that lemonade is going to suck.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all right. Okay. Which was the best one? I think the
I'm going to go with the galaxy.
Well,
I like the galaxy.
The galaxy was good, but I also liked the watch and the phone.
The watch and the phone was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The watch and the phone. Smurf?
I just lost track.
She's stammering.
I think the one about hurting yourself, whether you're strong or weak.
Okay. All right.
I think that's the only one she heard.
This was the only one I was paying attention to.
That's the only one she heard.
These are all going to end up in a book.
Mm. That's right. They're going to end up in a book.
Name of the book is going to be "I Can't Believe I Spent $9.95 on This Shit." That's what we're going to call the book.
I think we should name the book after one of Joe Walsh's albums. This book, you name it.
I like it.
He's got an album.
I know. I love Joe Walsh. He's the best.
Yeah.
So Rick says the last one was the best, but the galaxy was pretty close.
That's Rick George. That's the Rick I was talking about earlier.
Far away.
Rick George.
No, I know, but what were you saying about him earlier?
I was saying that he was talking about your curiosities. He's the one that likes them.
Rick, I like you a lot, pal. You're my new best friend.
All right, Rick.
All right,
Rick,
so.
Rick got me working at Florida House.
Oh, okay.
That's Rick. Who? And by the way, this program is about, basically, if you have a problem with addiction, take care of it. Call us.
And it's about finding joy. And one of the ways to find joy, I find, is through music, through the sharing of music and just participating and learn an instrument. Go out and learn an instrument. If you don't have anything, get a piece of Saran wrap and a comb. Does anybody still do that? Remember that?
Saran wrap. Wasn't that what you did to get a hickey removed?
That's like a job.
What the?
What?
Isn't that what they used to do?
I don't know. Saran wrap and a comb? You should try that, you know?
A hickey?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How the hell do you get rid of a hickey with Saran wrap and
that's
a comb?
That's what I was told. I don't know. I never tried it, but.
Straight MacGyver over here.
I know, yeah, really. I got a hickey. Quick, hand me that toothpick. Right. I'll bid you a hotel you can hide
that's
in.
What
all
I was
right?
told.
No, that's cool.
The homemade Jew's harp.
Home. A what?
Jew's harp.
Don't be
racial on here.
He's allowed to because he's Jewish.
That's right. I'm
Jewish. That's right.
See, look.
We can't.
It's a flesh-covered yarmulke.
It's a permanent yarmulke that I had installed when I became Jewish.
That's why they wear the little hats.
All right. Yes. But that's one of the ways. So we encourage everybody to come out. Hey, come out tonight and see the Wolfpack out at Rips. And when's your next gig?
December 15th. That's where.
Oh, that's your next one.
I'm putting all my efforts into that right now. It's just very overwhelming the amount of work for that.
All right, keep watching on Live Out Loud Podcast or Facebook page. We're going to have information about that concert the great people who are going to be there. Make sure that you guys get involved.
Reba says, "Do spoons qualify as an instrument?"
Sure.
Do you have anybody in your band that plays the spoons?
No, but go for it.
Oh, okay.
Listen, if you can tap out a rhythm. Why not, right?
Tap out of rhythm.
Your lap
tap
is an instrument.
Tap out of rhythm.
Yeah.
That's almost everybody on the planet, except for that one little girl from the Partridge Family that they gave the tambourine to that was always
what
out
was
of
her
time.
Name? God, Susan something. Susan.
Something Partridge.
Yeah.
No, Susan Day was the... Was Susan the older sister?
The young one.
Tracy was the little one. They gave her the tambourine, and it's like they're playing a fast song, and she's beating it like
terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really horrible. Anyway.
Well, they had a 6-year-old drummer.
Yeah. All right.
Hello,
Paul.
Richie Vega. Richie Vega, hope you had some fun here today.
I
did, and I really appreciate you having me on. It was great. I enjoyed it.
You are welcome back anytime. Yes. Anytime, as soon as the check clears that you wrote us, then we're good.
I appreciate it. It's great.
Go out, see Gary tonight. Make sure everybody stay tuned and joins us. We'll keep talking about December 15th.
Yes,
and
come to Rips, corner of Copens Road and Federal Highway.
Cool.
There we go. And if you use Gary's name,
they won't let you
in. They won't let you in. But if you just go in, they will. So.
But they will bring you a drink and charge you for it.
There we go. Double.
All
right. Well, thanks
Boss
everybody.
Project.
For, yeah. Well, thank Boss you. Project. Check out the Boss Project. Check out their Facebook page. And again, as always, pleasure, Gary. It's been fun, buddy.
Always.
Thanks for joining us right here at Live Out Loud Podcast. For now, I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the production room, and we're saying you all have a great week.
See you next Saturday. Be nice to people.